here at the Belt Wide Cotton Conferences of San Antonio. And with me right now is Dr. Galen Morgan with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And he just gave an overview of 2012. And we're going to go over that a little bit more. If you could just tell us some of the things that you told the producers here.
Okay. Well, generally speaking, the southeastern U.S. had a pretty good year, which several of the states are going to set record yields this year. And as you move, and similar also in the Delta, we're more average to even slightly above average yield despite some drought conditions in Missouri and Arkansas and even western Tennessee. As you move further west into Texas and Oklahoma, we were better than 2011, but we still only harvested about 72% of our cotton acres in Texas, and Oklahoma only harvested about 50% of their total cotton acres planted. So the drought continues to linger from 2011, and with below normal precipitation in 2012, we didn't recharge the system enough to really make a really good crop in 2012. Moving west into Arizona and California, a lot of that cotton is irrigated, and their yields are fairly consistent, and quality is fairly consistent, so those guys did pretty well, and there were no major hiccups in those regions. Probably the one thing that's worth noting is they did observe glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in Arizona for the first time. So the monster is moving further west. So that's pretty much it as far as the overall yields go. There were some specific challenges in each region.
And you had a freeze that hit one area that affected the cotton.
That's correct. Up in the high plains of Texas, we had an early freeze October 8th, and that the irrigated cotton that was doing fairly well there, that more or less ended the season for them, which added a little bit of insult to injury as far as that cotton production region goes in the northern high plains of Texas. Oklahoma, a lot of the cotton had more or less reached maturity, and it wasn't quite as big of a deal in western Oklahoma.
But as we're looking ahead now, pretty much everyone has agreed that we're going to see less cotton planted in 2013, correct?
I think we are going to see a decrease as a whole, just because of the price difference between the grain crops and what cotton currently is. I think producers will remember that cotton is a drought-tolerant crop. I got some comments from some of my colleagues in western Tennessee, Chris Main, who said basically the cotton did really well and soybeans and corn suffered dramatically. So I think producers are going to keep that in the back of their mind, and if we continue to go through these drought conditions, they're going to remember that cotton is a good rotation crop and should be kept in their rotation for multiple reasons, including its drought tolerance.
But overall, you think that would you say 2012 was a good year for the cotton industry?
In the east of Texas, yes, it was a very good year for cotton industry. Although acres were down about 14% from 2011, cotton production was actually up about 10%. So we harvested more cotton even though we had fewer acres. So overall, it was better than 2011 for sure, especially in that eastern part of the U.S. and the Delta region. 2012 was better in Texas, but better is relative.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.